Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Here's a follow-up story. There's a man that caused a Transavia flight from the Spanish island of Gran Canaria to make an emergency landing in Portugal because he smelled so bad.
I heard this? About yeah. this, yes.
He died from tissue necrosis.
So that Yikes. Might have been what was causing his profound stench.
It is.
He was rotting.
The male passenger, now identified as a Russian rock musician, Andrei Sushilin, allegedly smelled so strongly that others on the flight began fainting and vomiting once the plane took off in the Netherlands. Several passengers said the smell was unbearable. The man was unwashed. The 58-year-old reportedly had contracted an infection while on vacation in the Canary Islands that caused his body tissue to die.
Dear God!
Yeah, he was
so
rotting.
So he was rotting there.
Yeah.
Is it contagious, do you know?
No, I don't think so. He caught the infection in Gran Canaria. Shulin's wife, Lydia, wrote on Facebook that her husband had sought medical attention before leaving Spain, but was told that it was just an ordinary beach infection.
Just a normal beach infection, the kind where you rot away.
And he was given antibiotics. His condition worsened on the flight to Amsterdam.
I don't feel so good.
The airline crew members tried to keep the man contained in the bathroom while the pilot diverted the flight. It landed in Portugal, where the man was removed, and he was placed on a bus by medical personnel. That guy died, man.
And he was in a closed environment. To that point, so that had to be airborne to some extent.
I don't know. Poor guy. All right. You may remember last week when Milwaukee Brewers reliever Aaron Hauser yacked on the mound. We talked about that. He puked in the middle of a game. Well, it turns out that passing bodily fluids in the middle of the game is commonplace for Major League Baseball pitchers because Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Archie Bradley actually crapped himself in the middle of a game.
You gotta love that.
Speaking with Yahoo Sports, Bradley recalled the incident. He said, "I was warming up to go in a game, and I knew that I had the next hitter, and I knew that he was on deck. The at-bat was kind of taking a little bit. As a bullpen guy in these big situations, I call them nervous peas, where I don't have to pee a lot,
wow,
but I know I have to pee before I go in the game. So it's a 2-2 count, and I'm like, man, I have to pee. I got to go pee. So I run in our bathroom real quick.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to go. I'm trying to pee, and I actually crap my pants." He said, like, right before I'm about to go in the game, I poop my pants. I'm like, oh, my God. I know I'm a pitch away from going in the game, so I'm scrambling to clean myself up. I get it cleaned up the best I can, button my pants up, and our bullpen coach, Mike Fetter, says, hey, you're in the game. So I'm jogging into the game to pitch with poop in my pants.
Dear God.
And what's even more is he actually pitched a great inning.
Oh, nice.
He said,
so now he's crapping in his pants all the time.
He said, it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been on the mound, and I actually had a good inning. I had a clean inning, and I walked into the dugout, and I was like, guys, I just crapped myself. And they didn't believe me. Then the bullpen came in, and they're like, oh, my God, you had to see
it. Well, there's his book, yeah. Crapped Pants, Clean Inning.
Yeah, and he did it. So, nasty. Two former leaders of a fundamentalist religious sect in Canada were sentenced this week to house arrest and probation following their nearly unprecedented convictions on polygamy charges. Between them, the men had 29 wives and more than 160 children.
Wow.
Winston Blackmore and James Oler were each found guilty in British Columbia last July of one count of polygamy.
Jeez, you have trouble remembering one anniversary.
Jesus. Blackmore has 149 kids alone.
149 kids alone.
Yeah, on Tuesday, Blackmore was sentenced to a six-month conditional sentence served under house arrest and then a year of probation. Oler was ordered to serve a three-month conditional sentence also under house arrest followed by a year-long probation. They each faced up to 5 years in prison. The court reportedly found that Blackmore had 24 wives and Oler had five wives. They had served as bishops in a branch of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the isolated community of Bountiful in southeastern British Columbia.
Both these guys are super hot.
FLDS is a U.S.-based splinter group of the Mormon Church that endorses plural marriage. Blackmore wed 24 women in so-called celestial marriages since 1975.
Jeez.
His attorney had argued the relationships were common law marriages without legal recognition. Authorities said 10 of Blackmore's wives were 17 at the time. Three were 16 and one was 15.
Oh, my God.
Among Oler's wives, also married in celestial unions, was a woman who was just 15 at the time of their union and another who had just turned 17 when they were married. Blackmore and Oler are the first Canadians to be found guilty of polygamy since 1906, and their convictions were at the center of a years-long legal debate in the country about the constitutionality of outlawing polygamy.
The way I was reading an article about this, and they're believing that at some point they may just permit it.
Wow.
They believe that's the way the sensibilities are going up there in Canada.
One last story. Police in Wisconsin say a man's plan to take videos up the skirts of women was thwarted when his shoe camera exploded.
It happened.
The police chief,
even the best shoe cameras explode now and then.
Said that the 32-year-old man wanted to turn himself in to police on Tuesday. But the man wasn't arrested because he hadn't taken any videos before the camera's battery fizzled. He turned himself in anyway.
He just blew his foot off.
They wrote that the man's foot was injured when the battery exploded. The chief added that the man was counseled on his actions and released because there was no video that had been taken.
He committed no crime other than blowing his foot off.
That's not even a crime. A police spokesman says that authorities don't know why the man wanted to turn himself in, but he did anyway.
Got a problem.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Saw a video that was great yesterday. You know, this time of year, fireworks, people do stupid things with them. While many of the people of the U.S. gleefully watch a beauty of the colorful bombs bursting in air while celebrating the birth of our nation, others look for new and stupid ways to blow things up. Such was the case when a man lit fireworks off in his VW and closed the trunk lid.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he had in there. It blew the entire trunk off of the back of the car.
Man, well, you're containing the explosion.
Exactly.
You're amping its power.
One commenter remarked that it wasn't your everyday fireworks, but another disagreed. He said you need a lot less explosives than you think to do real damage to a small confined space like a trunk. So if you get a chance, do a little search on the video of man, Steve, we're watching. Go fast forward at least halfway through this, and you'll see what happens. I want to get your guys' reaction. So we're looking at it. It's a VW sitting there with the trunk closed.
Oh, my God. I mean,
whoa.
Somebody would have been killed if they were standing
absolutely.
Next to it.
It's like a car bomb.
Yeah, yeah. And it blows the rear end off of this car.
Wow.
So be careful. How about this? A Colorado family caught photos of a curious bear climbing to their second-story balcony to socialize with their dogs through the sliding glass door. Abby Anderson posted the images to Facebook, which show the bear expertly climbing the wood deck and peering through the closed glass door into the home.
Hey, Scruffy. Hey, Bingo. How you guys doing?
The bear is greeted by the family's dogs, which Arneson said failed to be at all intimidating. She says the bear wandered off after a few minutes of making friends with her.
I don't have it anymore.
Yes.
I can't even scare a goddamn dog. The neighbor's got a cat. Let me take a crack at that.
I'm sorry, man. A few minutes.
You know, that's the way it is. Things pass.
She said the bear wandered off after a few minutes of making friends with her, quote, useless guard dogs. Falling asleep in a strange place can be dangerous, especially if it's on a drawbridge. A woman in Miami, Florida, managed to catch video of a man sleeping on a drawbridge. He awoke as it began opening. Kajita Andrews says that she was doing yoga early Tuesday morning when she saw the man sleeping on the South Miami Avenue Bridge. She says that she and other witnesses tried to warn the bridge operator but were unable to get his attention. She says the man woke up as he slid down the bridge and held on to railing until the bridge was lowered back down.
Oh, my God.
So dude would have been it probably would have killed him. Andrew says that he was able to walk away and did not appear to be seriously injured in the incident. And then we'll just do one more quick story, gang, and we'll have to wrap it up. A Nashville man has been arrested after he sprinkled cocaine over the head of a police officer in an attempt to dispose of the evidence.
And he figured the best place would be on an officer's head?
He thought it was a good idea at the time. Antonio Freeman was stopped on a downtown Nashville street after officers say they spotted him rolling a joint. When they approached, the 20-year-old attempted to hide the blunt by putting the papers and marijuana in his left pocket. Then, bizarrely, and in front of all three officers, he removed a clear bag of cocaine from the same pocket, crush the bag in his hand, and then sprinkle the drug over the head of Officer Ryan Caulfield and into the air. Freeman was arrested at the scene and charged with drug offenses. Officers salvaged around 2.5 grams of cocaine and found a set of scales in his pocket and a pill bottle with marijuana residue near his genitals.
Guy's a walking drugstore.
Currently he's being held on $5,000 bond on charges. And sorry to keep it short, but we're running over quite a bit. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.